Warning, listening or viewing the Sully Show in large quantities could result in having the following in no specific order.
Shenanigans, gross stupidity, anal leakage, bleeding from the ears, melting eyes, internal bleeding, loss of brain cells, delusions of invincibility, delusions of grandeur, loss of dignity and or balance, imagined gains in height, fitness, and sexual prowess, inability to correctly judge sexual appeal of yourself or others, and athlete's foot.
Audience participation is welcomed. If not, screw you! Thank you for listening. Hi, how's it going? Welcome to the Sully Show here on More Line Radio. That's good stuff, that way. It's good stuff. Good stuff. I'm Sully, broadcasting live from Bristol, Connecticut. As per always, yes, that's right, as per always, we got my man out of news right next to me. He's right next to me. We're having a good time today. Yes, it's a good time today. And of course, he's not in full screen yet, but he will be. He will be like now. We got my man JT broadcast live from Granger, Indiana. Right. Come on into the chat room. Go to morelikeradio.com/live. You'll know you want to. Yeah. Yeah, you'll know you want to because it's fun. Yeah. Yeah. Come on in. Have some fun with us. Punchies in there and a couple other people from the last show are just chilling out. You're living that Bristol life?
I don't know.
You're living that Bristol life? What the fuck is that?
I don't know. He sits up. I'm just living that Bristol life right now.
Oh, all right. I mean, I guess that works.
Gotta
I guess
street,
that works.
Got to keep the street cred up around here.
For everybody who's tuned in on Ustream, I'm having a lot of low bandwidth. I don't know why. We had a lot of problems with that yesterday. So I'm not even recording on Ustream. I'm recording on a different program to go through something else and whatever. You'll have the full thing up on YouTube later. How about that? Word. Totally.
And you said word, so touche.
Hey, don't mess with my wording, all right?
Word.
Don't mess with that, all right?
I'm sorry, this is early 2000s.
So for everybody, if you're on Ustream and it cuts out, I'm sorry. It's not my fault this time, I swear. We were trying to do a... Actually, we did do a concert for JT. JT had a wonderful, 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 wonderful concert last night. Well, yesterday afternoon, I guess you could say.
Yes. Yep.
And first of all, did you screw up the wiring?
No, I didn't touch the wiring.
Okay. I'm just making
that's
sure.
Just it. I mean, because we got it set up that one day.
Right.
And, you know, we tested everything and everything was working great. Other than like unplugging it from my laptop.
Right.
And the desktop, because I had to move my desktop around. But otherwise, I didn't touch it.
Hey, can you zoom out on your camera?
I can't zoom out any further.
You can't zoom out any further?
Nope.
Because if I put your lower third up, your mouth is gone. You look like Kilroy.
Well, I can cut the top of my head off. I can go like this.
Yeah, that kind of works.
I see you have hair too.
Yeah, his hair's growing back faster than mine.
No shit.
He froze. Oh, there he is.
That is.
See, look. Connection problem with JT Hollis.
Okay, now this pisses me off.
Do tell.
I am hardwired from my router into the computer, and it dropped a call.
And I'm wireless. Go figure.
It's the Indiana technology.
Well, normally I'm wireless too, and it never dropped.
Weird. That was cool, though. I got to admit, that was cool. I just wanted to make sure I'm connected to everything, because oof. Ooh. Wow.
That was weird.
Hey, gotta love it. But you know, he had a good turnout for his appreciation concert yesterday, which was really cool.
Yeah, I was told we had about 50 or 60 people that were tuned in. Yeah. A lot of them were tuned in like on like a TuneIn app or an Android app and stuff like that, so they weren't showing. on the feeds, but they were there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and people had a lot of fun and everything. Actually, one of the folks that was at the show yesterday is in the fruits and, is in the Ustream chat room right now, Jeannie.
Cool.
From the Fruits and Nuts group on Facebook.
I really should, like, actually check that out, huh?
Might be a good idea.
You know,
it only does you any good if you play Farmtown, because it's a Farmtown group.
I meant the Ustream chat, but
oh,
good job. There's
I'm in there.
I know you're in there. It's just I'm never really in there when we're live.
Ever.
Busy doing all that other crap.
Well, that's the thing. Like, and actually, I can show everybody now, because I'm good like that. Here's the Ustream app, and I'll actually put that up on the Boinks TV too. Here's the Ustream app. That's number one. I got that open. Then if I switch, I've got the More Like Radio chat. Then I have the different articles we're going to be talking about today. Now, I don't really want to screw it up.
That's
you know what? I'm going to do it anyway. Screw it. I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to show everybody what it is that I do. let me switch back to the switcher here. And I'm actually going to change things here. I'm going to select the entire main screen. And for those on Ustream, you can actually see how many programs in Windows I have open right now.
It's like the Great Wizard of Oz of the computer.
It is like, whoa, wait a minute. That's not cool. Not cool at all. But
he got a whole bunch of stuff running over there at one time.
Yeah. So everything is running all at once. And
holy crap, that's a lot of stuff, dude.
It is. I'm telling you. It's like,
oh, man.
I have everything open. And that's not even all the programs, because I still had the music programs going, too.
Jeannie, in the Ustream. Watch what I say then if the chat is going on screen.
You're welcome.
Yeah, but no, you don't.
Yeah, no, you really don't.
Not here. This is uncensored radio.
Yeah, we pride ourselves on having fun here.
Yeah, we kind of self-censor ourselves, but we do slip frequently.
Well, you guys more than I do.
Yeah, I'm a frequent slipper of things I say.
Oh, so's Danielle. Well,
yeah, Danielle, you know, I mean, hey.
It's not my fault. I have a condition.
I do it, but at chosen times.
It's not my fault, baloney. Yeah.
Hey, in comparison to the other other shows on the station, we are like...
We're nuns. The clearest.
We are seriously like Mother Teresa.
We're cleanest. Tamed.
Yeah, exactly.
We're the ones that... we're not the redheaded stepchildren. That's Man Cave.
Yeah.
But we're kind of the cool older brothers that's just easy going.
We're like Keith Partridge. We're like the cool older brother who doesn't do anything bad or anything. We're just kind of
Keith Partridge.
And then you have like the bad boy. Then you have like Danny Bonaducci. You have some of these Bonaducci guys. Wait.
I cannot believe you just compared us to the Partridge family.
Hey, listen, in comparison to the other stations I've listened to. Seriously, regardless of what they're about,
to the Brady Bunch.
Well, I'm not Marcia, so you can be Marcia and Jay.
Marcia. What a bitch.
Well, we know Danielle would be Marcia.
Yeah.
What about me?
What about you? Hey, the gloves are off today. It's my last full-time show, so.
You know what I just noticed?
What, that I'm playing the Partridge Family?
Where's the bus?
Come on, get
happy.
I mean, seriously. The only thing that's more upbeat is the Monkees theme song for me.
Hey, the Monkees was an awesome show.
They were. Too bad. You know, most of the people think they're a real band at Tort. That's the messed up part. They're the most famous band that never existed.
That's not true. There's the monkeys five monkeys.
Yeah, but did they ever actually tour like the
yes.
Beatles? Or did
yes.
they tour after the show?
No, they toured. They like actually, during the show and everything, they did the tour.
Or were they a band before? Or did they just create it and said, oh, we're just going to have these guys go out?
No, they were a real band that existed before the TV show started.
See, I didn't know that. I heard that they basically came together for the TV show, did some promo stuff, and then that was it. They were never really like the Beatles or any of the bands
and,
at the time.
And where did you hear that? On the internet?
Yeah. I mean, everything on the internet is true. Did
I was
you know
about
that?
To say, if it's on the internet, it's got to be true.
Actually, I saw your profile. It said you were a French model, so I didn't know. So yes, I wanted to congratulate you.
I'm the only toothless French model in history. So.
Well, you do smoke, so you got that going for you.
Yep.
But other than that, you're about as far away from being French as one can be.
And you know those ass shots in the European commercials for the hemorrhoid commercials? That's my ass.
Ew.
I've never seen those ass shots. I don't Google European ass commercials like some people may do on YouTube. But okay, that's your cup of tea. Go with it.
Oh, my goodness.
Ew. What? Come on. You knew I was going
to
do it.
I know you do. I'm just amazed by your ability to just search stuff.
It's called a music hard drive. It's right there.
I feel like the Monkees were like the stepbrothers of the Beatles, you know? They were like or cousins of the Beatles that were just never quite that cool.
Well, you also had the Turtles.
Yeah. There's a lot of animals back then. Sometimes they didn't really think about the band names. We're going to call ourselves the Doors. There you go. That's it.
Yeah,
we're
the Turtles,
Doors.
You
the
had
Beatles,
the Eagles.
The Eagles.
The Monkees.
It was like,
what else is
it was like Noah's Scorpion. Ark. The Birds.
The Birds.
The
there
Who.
You go.
The Scorpion.
Well, I mean, if we're going to animals.
The Who is not. No.
Well, you had Scorpions. You had Def Leppard.
Scorpions.
Scorpions. All right.
Whitesnake.
White Snake.
Great White.
That's a good one. Great
White. It's a band.
Not Great White Shark.
No, Great White was a band.
In the 80s and 70s.
If we're going to go for the animalistic side, it's got to have the animal in it.
Great White
but
is
every,
an animal.
Every one of their album covers had a shark fin on it.
Great White is a nickname for the Great White Shark.
It's the name of
it. Yeah, but you're talking about Great White. We already know what that is.
Yeah, I understand that.
So you're...
But... Yeah.
When anyone says great white, what do you think of?
Well, besides a shark, you can go, the Yeti.
Okay, no one ever's I've never heard anyone say, hey, you ever seen that great white? A what? You mean the shark? No, the Yeti. No one ever says that. They say
no,
Sasquatch
does.
Or Yeti.
Yeah,
people that say Yeti.
The great white.
The only people that say
great
Yeti are people that are in the Himalayas, okay? Come on, everyone in America says Bigfoot or Sasquatch. America.
Sully, quit pushing buttons, damn it.
I'm about to get a fluster factor early.
It's the whole point.
Holy crap, Eric's back?
Not yet.
Every now it comes out incarnate here and there.
Yeah, every now and then.
Sully, it's not like when somebody's talking about a great white, somebody looks at him and goes, are you talking about the great white hole?
We could.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just talking about random band names that happen to be, you know, synonymous
exactly.
with animals and how that was a bad idea.
Exactly. What are the... animal band names were there.
Don't Google it. You just got to come out of the top of your head.
I'm doing it now.
No, you said don't Google it.
I'm just trying to remember. I'll check you guys.
I'm pretty sure there's a ton of them.
Who can get it faster, me or JT? Me, because I already have it.
I already got it too.
Three Dog Night, Dr. Dog, Snoop Dogg, Nate Dogg, Temple of the Dog, Bloodhound.
Rappers don't count.
Yeah.
Everyone's a dog.
I agree with you.
Everyone's
on that.
Either little, big, or a dog in rap. One of those three. Or a doctor for some reason.
I agree with you, even though I've never seen a PhD on their walls.
Feline band names. Cat Power. Cat Stevens. Stray Cats. Hep Cat. John Cougar Mellencamp.
Wait, stop. Time out. Cougar does not count. Cougar does not count.
Middle nickname. We're talking straight up. It's named after.
Okay. No John Cougar. I'm just reading straight out the list here. Cheetah Girls. The Pussycat Dolls.
Okay.
Stray
One
Cat.
One Day is a Lion. Don't count. White Lion.
That counts.
Why the hell do they have Lionel
Richie? How about the Bengals? Did anybody said them? The Bengals. We got the beat. Is that the Bengals or the Jets?
That's the Bengals.
Okay, so the Bengals.
Yeah.
Shit. They got Lionel Richie in here for some reason.
What?
Def Leppard and Atomic Kitten.
What about Kitty? Does that count? It's like a nickname for a cat. I know it's an all-girl rock band that was popular a few years
back. Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, we'll count
Lionel, Lionel Richie shouldn't be on there. Def Leppard we'll go with because it's got Leopard in it.
Yeah, well, there are some Def Leppards out there. They don't have the hair conditions.
I think the only reason they have Lionel Richie in there is because it says Lion in the beginning of it.
I think they're really reaching.
I think they're reaching for that.
Yeah, I do too. I agree. Hooved animals. Crazy horse.
No.
Band horses.
Well, crazy horse, I guess. All right. I think that's reaching too.
Band of horses is reaching. Zebra head.
Okay.
We'll go with that one.
Yeah, we'll agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Young Buck.
No, rapper.
Okay.
Doesn't count.
Buck Owens.
Nah, that's a name. Nickname. That's a nickname.
Buck Rogers doesn't count either.
09.
Buck Rogers. Awesome, man. Don't freaking mess with that.
Buck 09. That's a reference to money.
Yeah, nope.
No.
Buck Cherry.
That's reaching.
If they were called the Bucks, I would say yeah.
Yeah.
Like, as far as, like, a redneck band or a rock band, maybe it's... I would go with that.
All right. Next one's the name, Jeff Buckley. Then you got Buck Wild.
No.
Deer Hunter.
No. That's a person.
Yeah, yeah. That's a person.
It's not an animal.
Okay. Oh, no.
It's not an animal.
According to this list, there's two.
There's Deer Hunter spelled D-E-E-R, and then there's The Deer Hunter spelled E-E-A-R.
But it's still a human being.
Yeah, but that doesn't count.
It's a human being, either way.
Deer Hoof.
Yes.
We'll go with that.
Deer Tick.
Okay.
Wow.
They're reaching,
Who picks these names?
I don't know.
I mean, there's got to be a brainstorming. JT, you're a musician. How do you have a brainstorming session? You should go Deer Ticks. I think that's going to be memorable.
What's that on your neck? It's a...
In the 2029 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Deer Ticks. Yeah, that's going to be up there, I'm sure.
Caribou.
All right, we'll go with that.
All right, that's an animal, yep.
Government Mule.
Definitely.
That's awesome name. That's not bad.
Okay, now I have to get the inflections correct on this one. Giraffe.
All right.
Okay.
I've never heard of them.
I think there should be a band called Squirrel. Like, I think that's the name of the band. That's how they get introduced.
Next one, The Giraffes.
Good band name if you're, like, in, like, South Africa.
I think they were going for the whole monkey feel, too. Monkeys and Beatles.
I think so. Lamb of God.
I think Lamb of God is...
All right.
No,
I'm calling timeout on that one.
Go ahead, Sully, call devil's advocate.
That is not an animal. Because the Lamb of God is Jesus Christ.
Right.
So therefore it's a person.
Now if it was just the lambs, it'd be different.
It's a person.
Buffalo Springfield.
Yes.
I'll go with it.
Because it's not a name of one person. It's the entire band.
Yeah.
So Buffalo Springfield, good.
All right. Space Hog. Never heard of them.
Yeah, I never heard of them either.
That's not true. We've all heard of them.
Space Hog?
Yes.
We have.
And I have a feeling you're going to find something right now as we speak.
Were they one of them one-hit wonders?
No.
They had two hits? Wonders?
And now, Pigs in Space!
I should have known.
Come on, Muppets, man.
I was thinking that too, but I was like, no way is he going to find that quick. And then, bam. Your magical powers are ridiculous. That is your.
All right.
I would be any radio show's golden gift. I would be the hand of Midas with how fast I can find shit.
Yes, you would be. I would have to agree. Ponytail.
No, that's a hairstyle.
Punchy just posted a picture of Lamb of God in the chat room. And it's all dudes. Hairband much? Maybe.
Yeah, just a little.
Guys looks like my stepbrother, too, ironically.
All right, now we're into the Primates.
Ooh, Primates!
That's the name of the band, the Primates?
No.
Oh.
The animal-type primate names. The Monkees, obviously.
Yeah.
We already talked about that. There's another one called Monkey.
Okay.
Gorillas with a Z.
All right.
I know that band.
Yep,
I've heard
we know that band.
Gorilla Biscuits.
What is going on with your audio all of a sudden?
I don't know. I haven't touched anything.
All right, just making sure.
Gorilla biscuits.
It's a treat. It's not. It's not named after.
Well, see, you were going for the food. I was going for its
just
droppings.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Gorilla droppings.
Cow
they're biscuits.
Petties. Arctic monkeys.
All right, animal.
I kind of like that.
That hairy apes. BMX.
All right. I got this one. Why would you describe what an ape is, or at least having hair
bike.
And a bicycle? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We share a brain. This is not good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
the apes.
It seems like you do share a brain sometimes.
We do run on the same wavelength a lot, Sully, and that is scary.
Yeah, a little bit.
The apes.
You can't really argue that.
You know what? I would change that name to Damn Dirty Apes if I was going to be the band in the band. Damn Dirty Apes.
I like that. I like that. All right, bear names. I'm just going to rip through them real quick here. There's only four of them.
Okay.
Grizzly bear. Minus the bear. Bear and polar bear.
No Berenstain bear?
Nope.
It's a travesty.
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape.
And that's how the album would start.
And
bam!
That,
and then you rock out.
And that's how it's done, my friends. That's how it's done.
All right, exactly. Modest Mouse.
All right.
Modest Mouse?
Modest Mouse.
That is a terrible band name. I hope they're not a rock and roll band either.
Danger Mouse.
Well, that's Danger Mouse.
Yeah, okay.
Can't argue with that.
Echo and the Bunny Men. You would not find you. I would rather drive a pink Volkswagen holding a Chihuahua with Merry Christmas stickers on the back of my freaking car before I would be in a band named Echo and the Bunny Men.
Hey, you never know. Some of these bands we've never heard of.
Hey, listen, they may be looking for a front man. Look them up.
I mean, the Fruit Bats.
Now, wait a minute. With songs like this, okay, with Echo and the Bunny Men, because yes, I found music. I mean, come on.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
It's like a combination between, like, yoga music and The Cure.
I feel like I'm watching Revenge of the Nerds.
You know, he makes a really good point with that.
On occasion, he does. It's scary.
I mean, come on.
I come up with some good stuff every now and then.
Yeah, you do.
Echo and the Bunny Man. Lips like sugar. That's right.
I'm telling you, The Cure and yoga music, that's all I can think of.
Sounds like Huey Lewis.
No way
no.
Does that sound like Huey Lewis. You woke up on the wrong side of the crack bed this morning if you think that sounds like Huey Lewis.
Exactly.
First of all,
the reaction I wanted.
You, I love Huey Lewis. I'll say it on the radio. I love Huey Lewis.
Although.
Huey Lewis got some great stuff up.
I didn't realize how much he had, though.
It does kind of sound a little bit like David Bowie's in the band.
Very Bowie-ish, too.
Yeah, very Bowie-ish.
Yeah.
See, it was either that, but you know. All right, next band name.
Next
Fruit
band
bat.
Name.
Fruit bat.
Terrible band name.
Fruit Bat.
Terrible band name.
Just for shits and giggles.
Here we go.
Let's
you
see
found
if
it.
Let's see if Fruit Bats is around.
It's gonna come up with really. Do you sure? Are you sure you want to Google this? The Fruit Bat.
Let's see. Bats.
Oh, God. I feel like I'm in church.
Turn.
Makes you want to just bash your head.
Turn to Psalms 28:5.
Exodus 23:7.
It's like a Christian rock band that hasn't quite made it yet, it sounds like. It's about to happen. It's about to break down.
All right, we're 30 seconds in, and so far,
nothing
has changed.
Nothing.
Alright, next band.
Wait a minute, I want to hear this. I want to hear what they're like.
Baby, remember on the bus and my hand was on your knee.
Honestly? Very like that, but not bad. Not what I expected.
What
very folksy.
Say? What did he say?
I think he said the Carpenters.
Carpenters?
Yep.
I could definitely go with a Carpenter's theme.
Yeah, Carpenter feel to it. Yeah.
Change the name, and I might be able to download some of those. I don't want to have my iPhone or iPod have like the fruit bats on it. I don't know if I can roll with that.
All right, here's the ultimate band name for this show.
Oh God.
Squirrel Nut Zippers.
You're welcome.
And how could we forget this name? Rat.
Yeah, how did we forget Rat? What the hell? We're stupid.
We forget. I don't know.
Then you got Rat-a-tat.
Yeah, I don't think that counts.
John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band.
John Cafferty, yes. Beaver Brown Band, yes. Just because, you know.
Seal.
Oh, man, I forgot about that.
Now, here's a little trick name. The Wailers, spelled W-A-I-L-E-R-S.
That's different.
That's not and then in parentheses it says, get it? Not really.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. John Cafferty, Beaver Brown Band, folks. On the Dark Side.
My favorite song from them, too.
Is this
Eddie and the Cruisers, man?
I was just going to say, is this Eddie and the Cruisers?
Yeah. This was both soundtracks were freaking awesome.
You know who this sort of song also reminds me of a little bit? It's like Bruce Springsteen, like type of.
But he sounds better than Bruce.
He does, but I would say very Bruce Springsteen-esque of that time period. Like,
well, yeah, it was
Bruce
the
80s. Springsteen has his own like distinct voice.
Yeah, sometimes you can't understand what he's saying.
Oh God, I could definitely see Bruce Springsteen singing the song and it being basically the same thing.
Yeah,
you know, but his own theme for it.
See,
good song.
See, with Bruce, you know, at least with John Cafferty, you're like, I can understand everything he's saying, and I can prove it. I can prove it. Okay. Hear me out. Ready? You can understand it. Right? Now, let's just, you know, devil's advocate here. Let's get some Bruce on here.
And yeah, but Bruce Springsteen has, like, epic ballads of America.
America.
It's like you, America. Born in the USA, I don't care. You just put that on, you just seem, you're like, patriotic all of a sudden. You just want to fly the flag and kill like four commies. That's
absolutely
what you
want to do. But then you get let's see here.
I will agree with that, Adam.
Yeah. Like it's one of those songs I put on, I'm like, yeah, I feel patriotic all of a sudden.
Let's see here. Then you got let me try this one. I have like every Bruce Springsteen thing in here. I don't know why. Then you got, you know, kind of mellow, you know, my hometown, you know. But sometimes
years old and running with
you're like, huh? What?
I mean, there's a lot of artists that are like that, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Look at Axl Rose.
Well, he's a lost cause.
Look at all the stuff he wrote, and half the time I had to Google what the hell some of it was, like in his words. Look at Ozzy. When Ozzy talks, you can't understand what he says. He sings. He's but he sings, and you hear him, and it's like perfect, clear as day, great voice, and it's that's just weird. But The Doors, there are sometimes I could understand what he was talking about, but I had no clue where the hell he was going. It was just the most random array of just words put together. And then
It's like there's a couple country artists out there who have a really bad stutter when they talk.
Yeah.
But when they sing, they're as smooth as could be.
Yeah, I think it's because it's a different like chord that you're using. So you're able to like I guess overcome that. So
yeah, that's what she said.
Yeah.
But I'm bummed.
Next band name, Diggity. The Wombats.
All right.
I'm gonna guess they're a Australian band.
Wow, there is like this list goes on.
it does.
We don't have a whole show two shows to do this one.
Country Joe and the Fish. Now be careful what you say.
How about the band Fish?
Be careful what you say because there's one to follow the Country Joe and the Fish.
Uh-huh.
Yes or no?
Country Joe, no. Fish, yes.
I'll go with the Fish, yes, but Country Joe, no.
Okay. Hootie. and the blowfish.
Yes, yes. Here's why. Owl, blowfish.
But it doesn't say owl.
What does an owl do?
You're making a whole argument about great white.
Yeah.
That great white doesn't count because it's not. It doesn't say shark. Well, booty doesn't say owl.
The blowfish is an animal. However, I'm still gonna go with no, only because of the fact of whenever anyone says Hootie and the Blowfish, they always say Hootie. Everyone
that's true. They do say Hootie.
If you were to say the Blowfish, they'd be like, you would think it's another band, or you just say, oh, Hootie. So I think it's synonymous, kind of like Bruce Springsteen, and then.
Wow, we forgot Counting Crows, Black Crows.
Yeah.
Wow.
The Yardbird.
Dude,
the Fabulous Thunderbird.
We could do like a 3-hour show on just this page.
I think we lose a lot of people.
Alien Ant Farm.
Yep.
Cobra Starship.
Papa Roach.
Yep.
Then you've got
the tarantulas.
Ant, Iron Butterfly. Wasp.
Blue Oyster Cult.
Mm-hmm.
True story.
The sounds of animals fighting. Yeah, okay, no.
Wait a minute.
Oh, wait, the Beastie Boys.
No. No.
Ah.
No.
That's descriptive.
Yeah. the Octopus Project.
That's a great name.
It is. It's Dragon like Alan Force. Parsons just with an octopus.
Seriously, it is.
Dragon Force.
Which one?
Dragon Force.
All right, yeah.
Wasn't there a cartoon like
Wait, that's mystical
or something like that?
That doesn't count.
Mystical counts. First of all, here's my theory. Dragons actually existed. Because
yes.
Dinosaurs, if you look at everything that a dragon is, dinosaur, they have flying lizards, they've had all kinds of animals that are very similar,
mm-hmm.
and everything like that. Mm-hmm. So, in my opinion, dragons existed not in the same way we think of mythologically, obviously, but they existed. I'm going to go with dragons or mythological creatures like unicorn.
Okay.
I would go with that as a band name.
That is
an animal.
A band name. That yes. is a band
I'm
name.
I'm sure that it is.
And if there's one called the unicorn.
The unicorns. Phoenix.
Yeah.
All right. You know what? I will go with you on the mystical animals.
Yeah. Mystical animals are still included. Yeah. I'm going to go with.
Dinosaur Jr.
So here's the story behind this webpage, actually. It's actually pretty neat. Says this list was generated on a long 7-hour drive from New York City to Oil City, Pennsylvania, between me, my cousin Zach, and my wife. Unfortunately, this was some time ago, and we didn't really write anything down until after the fact. As a result, this might not be completely exhaustive.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Feel free to suggest. However, a very simple rule applies: bands and artists' names can't be too obscure. There are probably thousands of bands with animal names, but unless they've achieved some level of notoriety, they can't be on the list.
At least he has standards.
Okay.
You know?
Exactly.
Sorry, I had to do this just because of the whole dinosaur thing. Let's see who gets this TV show. Never mind. Sorry, I couldn't resist. I don't know why. It just, like, popped in my head.
What about the animals? Does that count?
Not the mama.
The animals.
That's a good question. I think the animals should count.
Well, they were on that list.
Yes.
Okay.
Just because it's animals in general. So, right. So yes. I will go with that one. That's a long list. The dodos.
Do extinct animals count?
We'll go with it.
Dixie Chicks.
Well, if we count mystical, we have to count extinct.
All right, Dixie Chicks is on here, and I disagree with that.
Dixie Chicks is on there.
You're named after a cup and women.
Nope. I agree, and I can't stand it. Man.
Flock of Seagulls! How did we forget Flock of Seagulls?
Seriously. I mean, really, how did we get that?
That's just wrong. That's just bad.
We've just moved off topic.
Completely.
I mean,
I don't think we had
34 minutes off topic within the first minute of the show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we still got lots to do.
I'm sure
lots
we do.
To do.
We should probably get back on topic before we let this go.
That's probably never going to happen. We get diverted worse than dogs.
I found a band called The
butt.
Reindeer Games.
Great. That was a movie.
Yeah, I know.
All right. I can see that. Yeah. I can see that. Reindeer
the Ravenettes.
Games. Yeah, no. Well, all right. Yeah. All right. I'll give you that one. Okay.
Make up your mind.
Hoo-ah!
So, yeah, we got on the whole music thing because of the concert that I put on yesterday.
Yeah, that's pretty much
that.
Yeah.
And, good.
Yeah, we had a good turnout. He had a really good turnout.
The cool thing was Bunky.
Mr. Bunky.
Actually, Mr. Bunky showed up for the show yesterday, and he's in the Ustream chat room again now. And it was really cool. I mean, they told me that Bunky was there. I'm like, cool.
He is. I don't
Badass.
See him in there.
He was.
Bunky
was
sitting too.
Oh, there he is. Well, he was in there.
He was. Because he talked and said hi.
Hi.
But just to give you the status on where we're standing in the voting.
Yay, status time.
If you want to vote, clayscountry.com/awardsvote.php is the address. 04. Second place is 927. And the guy in the lead right now is at 936. So I'm 32 votes behind.
Nice.
For Male Artist of the Year. And for Songwriter, I am at 779.
Ooh.
And first place is at 804. So 29 votes.
It's doable.
21.
He can
no,
do 20, it?
25 votes.
25. I think he will.
Well, the secret to this one is going to be consistency.
Yes.
Because the voting on this runs through September 25th. So, and, you know, people are going to get tired. You know, being able to maintain your votes coming in over this entire time period is going to be the trick.
Yeah.
You know, that's going to be the hard part.
But I have faith in you.
But I think we can do it. I have faith in my fans and my friends and my family and everybody else, so.
I agree.
We'll get her done.
Get her done, dude. Get her done.
Get her done.
It'd be awesome.
Yeah, we all have faith in you. Like Lindsay Lohan making it through a rehab. We all have faith.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
Too soon?
Too soon?
No.
Now, that hurt.
You're welcome.
No problem.
I mean, that'd be as bad as saying, you know, we have as much faith in you as Justin Bieber being successful.
Oh, well, you know, sad to say. Actually, my cousin went to that concert, and I was ashamed to have to.
And you, know, you let him live?
Well,
you
it was
you
a girl.
Just stupid as hell.
My aunt
you
took
let her.
Her
live?
Yeah, I don't know. Kids these days. I don't
I'm
know.
Gonna slap the stupid out of you, boy.
You have to use a 2x4.
Trust me, many a person has tried, and many a person. Has
God damn it, Leroy.
All right, JT, I'm hanging up on you, and I'm calling you right back.
Okay.
Because something's going on with the audio, and I don't know what's going on. It's driving me nuts. So I'm hanging up on you. Ha, 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 ha. I hung up on him.
Ha, 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 ha.
I'll call him back. I really don't know what's going on with it. It's, like, weird.
What?
Your audio was cutting in and out, and I don't know why.
I don't either.
So, sounds better.
I'm not doing anything.
Sounds better. All right, change of gears.
It's stupid calendar time.
Yay. Yay. Time for the stupid calendar. We're going to do this real quick.
All right.
Just because we can. And we've been doing it pretty quick.
I'm sure that you have.
It's because they haven't been that good.
Sure that you haven't been.
Nah, actually, last week wasn't too bad.
Yeah, last week was all right.
Last week wasn't too bad.
It's hit or miss, seriously.
All right. So this is for Monday, July 15th. Want to have a conversation? You want to be the host, or do you want to be the contestant?
I want to be the contestant.
You want to be the contestant? All right.
Nah, role reversal.
No, he said he wanted. I gave him the choice.
Role reversal.
Nope. I gave him the choice.
I'm calling it as primary co-host. I'm calling it.
Who's leaving?
That's why I'm calling it. It's my last day.
Nope. Denied. Denied. All right.
I tried, damn it.
So this is Sell Me the Answer host, Gethin Jones. And the question is the name Gethin Jones. That's the name of the host. If you stopped talking, you would hear me.
I heard you. What was the name of the show?
Sell Me the Answer.
Never heard of it.
Google it.
Sounds like an espionage show.
Yeah, probably. So here's the question. What is the more common name given to the Aurora Borealis? So, Adam, before you read what the contestant said, what's the common name for the Aurora Borealis?
Northern Lights.
Okay. JT?
I didn't hear the question. I was busy Googling.
Listen, there's a time and a place for you to Google yourself.
Yeah.
And it's not during the show.
I was about to say.
Hey, at least I could do it on camera, but nobody knows.
That's not true.
We know.
We know. What is the more common name given to the Aurora Borealis?
Pluto.
Seriously?
Right.
He would say that.
So, obviously, the more common name is the Northern Lights. So, you are going to be contestant. And just read what the contestant said.
Well, I was going to say what JT said. Pluto? But no, that's not what they really said. She went, I'm not really a plant person.
Oh, my God.
And go.
And you thought I was a damn redneck.
You're the one who said it was a planet. And so it's, for you, it's like, I'm not a planet person instead of a plant.
Hey, at least I stayed in the space theme.
Shit rednecks say.
Thank you very much.
But you didn't really stay in the space thing. It doesn't happen in space. Happens in our atmosphere.
It's space.
How is our atmosphere space?
Somebody get him a thesaurus and a book. And it's like Encyclopedia Britannica from 1812.
I don't need one. I got Wikipedia.
That's
even worse.
That's even worse. Some guy will probably post it up there. Says
Aurora Borealis. It's in space.
A famous porn star from 1991.
All right.
Okay. I'm looking at the description of this game show.
Yeah.
And it makes almost no sense. But it's done overseas because they get 50 pounds to start with.
Oh.
And let's go on to the next day.
Well. Yeah, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
Moving on. Tuesday, July 16th, this is the opening line of the novel Delina Delaney by Amanda McKittrick Ross, 1898. So here is the opening line of a novel. Opening line of a novel. Have you ever visited that portion of Erin's plot that offers its sympathetic soil for the minute survey and scrutinous examination of those in political power whose decision has wisely been the means before now of converting the stern and prejudiced and reaching the hand of slight aid to share its strength and augmenting its agricultural richness?
Yeah, I'd put the book down.
I'm sorry, I got steam coming out of my ears. What's going on here?
That's one sentence.
That's a run-on sentence.
That's a big run-on sentence. And don't get me wrong, there's lots of commas in there, but still.
Yeah.
Yeah,
punctuation
I'd
not
put the book
big
down.
Back then.
Let's edit this.
That's the first sentence?
That book would now be my fire starter.
Yeah, I'm not reading that book based on that. She is no Stephen King. I'll give her that.
Have you ever visited that portion of Erin's plot that offers a sympathetic oil for the minute survey and scrutinous examination of those in political power? Period. Period.
Question mark. It says, have you ever?
Yeah, question mark.
The question.
Oh, the redneck.
There you go.
The redneck got you on punctuation. What is going on?
But then again, it also goes on, whose decision has wisely been the means before now of converting the stern and prejudice and reaching the hand of...
That's just the descriptive part of the question.
Yeah, I know. But... It's all one question, so you kind of have to have that.
Well, that Phoenix U education is really starting to pay off for you, JT.
Thank you. Hooked on Phonics helped a lot, too.
Hooked on Phonics worked for me.
Nah.
All right. July 17th.
I got mail.
In the skills section of actual resumes.
Oh.
I love this.
I hope they didn't get a hold of mine.
Well, they might have. The first one is work well nude.
This must be for a porn star.
Can function without additional oxygen at 24,000 feet.
Okay.
Extensive experience with foreign accents. Go.
So what you're looking for is a nude model slash astronaut who likes to speak in different languages and different accents.
Yes.
Slash prostitute.
So
there you go. Slash prostitute.
James Bond, I'm thinking. I mean, really?
You know?
Who would operate in those kind of things? I mean, he's naked a lot.
He works well nude.
He works well nude. He picks up girls.
Gets laid in every movie.
Yeah. He's got to do all kinds of crazy stuff. An astronaut, maybe jump out of an aircraft 20,000 feet, 25,000 feet.
I think he's done that too.
Yeah, yeah. And then at the same time, different accents because he's got to keep cover. So basically.
And different people have played him with different accents.
And I think the fourth thing should be fully licensed to kill in all 50 states. That should be the, like, the.
Around the world.
Around the world. Oh, world.
Around the world. He's a spy.
Yeah.
He's a spy.
Now, does that license to kill, is it anywhere in the world? Or is it just like.
I think it's just the bad guys.
Yeah. Is it Oconus or Conus? I mean, how's that go?
I don't know.
Yeah.
The one for me was when it said can operate fine without additional oxygen at 24,000 feet. Subtext, but I'm afraid of heights.
All right. All right. We'll
put some irony in there.
Yeah, irony. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have Bieber fever.
That's the wrong one I wanted. Oh, well.
He got me real good.
That's the one I wanted.
He got me real good.
All right, this is for Thursday the 18th. The Reverend Dr. W.E. Great, editor of the Epworth Herald in Pennsylvania, in a 1926 speech to the 58th Central Pennsylvania Conference of the Methodist Church. If St. Paul were living today, he would know Babe Ruth's batting average and what yardage Red Grange gained, but he wouldn't know anything about boxing, wrestling, or horse racing.
The hell does it matter?
What? What does this have to do with the tea in Tibet? I don't understand this.
The tea in Tibet, that's the best you can come up with? That was awesome. That was awesome.
What about the trout in Transylvania?
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
What the hell's going on there?
All right, all right, all right.
Everyone knows about the trout in Transylvania, though.
Or the bitches in Botswana. Or the poop in Pennsylvania.
Or the dolphins in Darfur.
There you go.
Or the bang in Bangkok.
The zebras in Xanadu.
Yeah, I went there.
Why they call that Bangkok.
I went there. Oh,
there's a reason they call that Bangkok for a reason.
I went there. That's right.
But they try to be politically correct. That's why they spelled it with a K instead of a C.
No matter how you spell it, it's still Bangkok.
I agree.
It is the dirtiest city in all the world.
I know nothing.
What does that have to do with all the shit in space anyway?
I don't know. It's a good intro, though.
Bangkok, Oriental sitting in the city don't know what the city is.
That's right. What?
Of the chess world in a show with everything but Yul Brynner.
Sorry. I really couldn't resist. Look, JT's dancing.
All change. Don't you know the way
he's voguing.
No ordinary menu.
I don't know if this is time to vogue, JT, but go for it.
I know nothing.
Hey, they liked my air guitar during the concert yesterday.
He did the whole air guitar and everything.
I was having fun, man.
Hey, you should have been. I was playing Candy Crush.
I was having fun.
Candy Crush.
I was. Well, I was.
Audio and video. And playing Candy Crush.
I was doing the audio and video for the show, and I was playing Candy Crush at the same time.
God damn,
but hey,
Candy Crush.
At least you had some good music in the background while you were playing.
I did, yeah. All right, this is for the 19th. Text reporter, caller, pick one.
Adam's the caller.
I'm going with caller.
Okay. Here we go. Actual tech support call. Okay, ma'am, do you see the button on the right-hand side of your mouse?
No, there's just a printer and a phone on the right-hand side of my mouse.
There is no button on the right-hand side of my mouse. Well, there's not.
Oh, man.
Do you see a button there? There's no button there.
It's the.
I see the side of your mouse.
It's the right.
Okay. There's.
I don't know what he's trying to get.
I don't know.
All right. Really
is there a little slit down the middle at the top? No pun intended.
Sure.
It's
it came out of your mouth, Adam. There is always A pun intended.
How bad is it that Adam's asking JT about his mouse?
Right.
All right. This is for the 20th.
Moving on.
Sign in China. Please, plants.
What?
And go.
I'm sorry. I missed that. Hold on a second. What'd you say?
Please, Blance.
Blance?
Yes, not Blanche. Blance.
What the hell is Blance?
I have no idea, but she's getting pleased.
Good for her. Good for her.
Indeed.
After all those years living that.
What was that lady's name on Golden Girls?
Blanche.
That was
really
Blanche. Like,
was it Blanche?
Yeah.
Blanche Devereaux.
Slut.
Don't ask me why I know that. Oh, shit.
Everybody knows
Adam's
that.
Adam's favorite kind. That's why he knows.
Oh, that's right. What? That's right.
Yeah. If I can't find a good girl, might as well find one that's already been got her social security and everything.
Can't find a good girl, might as well find a good girl.
Mm-hmm.
Or a golden girl.
Uh-huh. That's right.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, this is for today, the 21st. Broadcaster John Inverdale. There we go. John Inverdale. Wow.
Just change the name.
Jessica Ennis. The world is her lobster. So profound.
She's just waiting to get cracked.
Wow.
Problem with that shedding pussy?
Yep.
It doesn't have the same ring as the world is her oyster.
Yeah.
I never understood the world is her oyster either. It's like they basically come in a ton and you just suck the shit out of them and throw them away. It's like a penis. So yeah,
that's the new lesbian saying, the oysters are my world.
The world is her diamond. The world is her anything else but oyster or lobster. Like, you get boiled alive, and you're screaming, and then somebody cracks you open and eats you and sucks you dry.
Well,
think about
not
it,
the best analogy.
The last thing you want to think of when it comes to that is, okay, yeah, it's a lobster. Ouch! They have claws! That shit hurts!
All right, he's got a point. He makes a very good point with that.
Or it'd been great if their world is her crab. Crabs. Wait, she has crabs? No.
The crabs of the world are waiting on her.
Question would be, what kind of crab?
Horseshoe crab.
Super crabs. There you go.
Horseshoe crab.
I haven't seen a horseshoe crab in a long time.
It's bad.
Yeah, all right. I can see that. All right. We are going to take a break. As soon as I finish putting everything in here, because, hell, can't do shit anyway. I got to do everything else.
Wah.
Here we go. Wait, yep. You hear that?
I'm on my soapbox.
JT, do you hear that?
Yeah.
You hear that small violin?
It's the winds of change.
I hear it, and for some reason, I smell peanut butter and jelly.
That's a good sandwich.
Yes, it is.
Just saying. When we come back, I'm going to talk to everybody about my wonderful telemarketing phone call.
Oh, my God.
I wish I had recorded the whole thing because, God damn, it was funny.
Question. Is this the one that caused Christy to put up the post that she did?
Yes.
Oh, I got to hear this.
Yes.
Okay.
I purposely did not tell anybody for a reason.
Because For her to put up the post that she did, all I was thinking as I'm reading this is, what happened?
What did he do?
I've got to hear this.
What did he do now? I will tell you, I promise.
No, it was more like, what did he do now?
Yeah. We'll also have the dumbass of the week.
And the dumbass of the week would be me because I'm leaving the show. But
yeah, you freaking moron.
Well, I'm not leaving the show. I'm taking a work hiatus, and when I will be here.
That is true. He's going down to part-time. Yes.
Oh, but I guarantee it won't be until after September 8th.
That's all right. I'm not worried about it. Are you worried about it? I'm not worried about it. We'll hold the fort.
Yeah.
I have faith in you guys.
Well, you have no choice.
Well, anyway.
You really have no choice, because let's face it.
True. True.
We've already posted an opening on Craigslist. So
I believe it. I believe it.
Well, you know. We got
it. I'm going to be hard to replace, though. Hey, where else do you find a redneck racist like me?
Everywhere down south.
He's,
yeah. Alabama, Mississippi.
I said like me.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
Recently, it was up here in Connecticut with the KKK posting flyers all around the town saying that they were on neighborhood watch.
Oh, God. I'm not wearing a hoodie anymore.
Oh, yeah. You know what? When we come back, we'll talk about that, too, just for the hell of it. You're listening to The Sully Show here on More Like Radio. Keep it tuned in. We'll be right back. I promise. I Maybe. Promise. I promise. I promise. Well, I'll be back. JT, I don't know. I don't know. We'll be right back.
It's time for a piss break. Come on back. It's The Sully Show. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamandEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out AdamandEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at AdamandEve.com.
All right, I gotta take a leak. See what happened taking to these dive bars.
Hey, man, I can't help it. These are the best places to go, man.
Dude, did you look at this on the wall here? Did you see this?
What do you got there?
It says here, for a good time, call Mary Ann, Kitty, and Dee at 908-854-4228.
Oh, wow. What's this underneath there? Lust and love. Every Monday from 10 p.m. till 12 p.m. for a good time. Huh.
Somebody must have had a huge Sharpie.
Are you kidding, man? That's great. All
right, we'll check them out then.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, cool.
Cool.
Let me get out of here. Don't Later. Forget, don't, and stop looking at me.
Hey, man, stop looking at my junk, bro. Bastard. Don't get envy.
All right.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
I would rather go 1 mile down the road than inconvenience men behind me.
Mm-hmm. In my mouth, with my tongue, and testicles.
Oh.
The official statement is fag!
Zach, as far as your routine goes, how, you know, because do you ever, like, do, like, with...
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Hey, man, when you need to look your finest, what do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were going to say that, and I was going to ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At T-Fury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's Tee Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
Hey, Danielle, you know when you're watching the news and you see those really dumb people?
Yeah.
You know how you just want to make fun of them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you can. All you got to do is take those really stupid articles or videos that you see online and send it to us at dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com.
What's that address again?
It's dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com, and we might just use it for the show.
Right here on morelikeradio.com, Sundays, noon to 2.
Do you like video games? Are you a little antisocial? Well, listen to Antisocial Gamer Radio, Tuesdays from 3 to 5 on morelikeradio.com.
Daytime Divas with Marianne and Kitty, Thursday mornings at 8 a.m. on morelikeradio.com.
You know Mary Magdalene was a whore.
Right.
Well, We had to do the whole, for Easter time, we did a play on, you know, the stages of the cross and all that shit. I was Mary Magdalene.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you must have had your hand up for a month waiting to play that part.
Does that just freaking make the most sense in the world for me now?
Tune in to Daytime Divas with Marianne and Kitty Thursday mornings at 8 a.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Welcome back to the Sully Show.
Really, man, come on.
Here on More Like Radio.
Somebody been shot. Somebody been abused. Somebody blew up a building. Somebody stole a car. Somebody got away. Somebody didn't get too far. Yeah.
This one's for JT.
They didn't get too far.
He's bailing on us.
Grandpappy told my
the nerve.
Back in my day, son.
My son. A man had to answer for the wicked thing he'd done. By the tall oak tree, found up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street.
Right.
For all the people to see.
That's right, he's singing. Keep going.
Find. It's fine, you gotta settle up your bow. You gotta fall in line.
I like a donut and a arch coke.
Over. We're going. I can't. What?
Over.
Doing the same thing to me over here.
It happens. So welcome back. Come on into the chat room. Go to morelikeradio.com/live and join us. We're having a good time in there. Not really. They're being quiet today.
Yeah, they really
are. Very quiet.
You know, it's possible. And actually, I got to say this. Okay. I got to tell everybody this. This morning, Danielle sends me a text like around 5 after 10. I'm not going to be able to do the show today. I'm like, all right. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that, but she added to that, and no, I'm not hungover.
So she was drunk then.
I'm like,
Now it's suspect. Now that you brought it up, it's suspect.
I'm like, oh, here we go. Here we go. So now that we're back, I did promise some stories.
Yep.
And JT, you're going to love this story, too.
I can't wait.
A couple of days ago, I want to say it was either Monday or Wednesday. I can't actually, you know, I'll go back.
It doesn't. It's okay.
No. I need to know the exact date for me because I don't remember.
You need to set the mood is what you're telling
me. Yes. I want you to be, close your eyes and be magically swept away to a few days ago.
If I'm going to close my eyes and get swept away, I'm going to the Playboy Mansion. I'm sorry, buddy. I don't care how good this story gets. If it doesn't end up in the Playboy Mansion, I'm buck wild and everything like that with Miss November, Miss July. Way. It's not happening.
July 15th. So that was last Monday. Okay. Last Monday. July. Magically being swept back to last Monday. And I posted a status on my Facebook of a moral conundrum.
All right. Could you explain to our viewers and mostly JT what a conundrum is?
Yes. a conundrum is this.
Adam, screw you.
Something happens and you don't know what to do, whether it's the right thing or the wrong thing. It could be the wrong thing, but it's right, or it could be just completely wrong, or it's the right thing and people will get hurt in the process.
A dilemma.
Yeah, it's a dilemma. It's one of those things where you're right in the middle of the road, and if you do one thing, you don't want to piss anybody off. But if you do it, you know something good could come out of it. But on the other end of the spectrum, if you do it, people won't get hurt, but something bad will happen. And either way, it's the domino effect left and right.
Right.
Moral conundrum. So I'm sitting in a restaurant, and that said restaurant is Friendly's. And yes, I will say it. Friendly's. The only reason why we went there is because it was about 7:30, 8 o'clock. We hadn't had dinner yet. It's right down the road. So we went for Friendly's. And it was hot. It was hot out. So we wanted ice cream after dinner. Little treat for us. Well, my status is you're in a restaurant and your food is delivered to you. The order is wrong. You already touched the food or started eating it. The waiter comes back and you tell him that it's not the right order. Everything is wrong. He takes the food back. You watch him put the food on the counter in the kitchen. Now, if you've ever been to any Friendly's, normally wherever you sit, there is a way to see into the kitchen. That's right. Every Friendly's.
I know the one you're talking about. If it's here in Bristol, I know the one you're talking about.
But it's not just the one in Bristol.
But all
the Friendly's are pretty much made the same way. There's two doors, one in the middle and one in the back to get into the kitchen. After you see him put the food on the counter in the kitchen, he picks that same food up and brings it to a table not more than 5 feet away from you. What do you do?
Wait.
What?
See.
What? What, JT?
Yeah, I'm making sure that I heard
now
everything right.
Yep, you heard it right, and I even finished with the post saying, yes, this actually happened today at dinner.
Okay, so you said Christy had actually bit into it.
She had eaten some of her french fries.
So my thing is, did they at least, like, her some of her french fries? Okay, yeah. So it's not noticeable like a sandwich.
Right.
Okay.
Now, for me, with my meal, I actually picked up the food, looked at it, opened up the bread, and went, this is the wrong meal.
Right.
Just.
Yeah, that right there, automatically, food goes back in the kitchen, gets thrown away.
Because I touched it.
Right.
New food is made, yeah. If it was just the french fries like Christy did, that's kind of okay.
Right, because french fries are french fries. You can replace them, no problem.
Yeah, it's still finger food, though.
Right.
So it's not,
If she'd have sat there and put salt and pepper all over them and stuff like that, then it would go straight into the touched food category.
But they don't know that she did that, though. That's what I'm... Like, obviously, he brought it over and... They sat down and ate enough or inspected it. So they kind of knew.
Right.
Okay. So he walked away. So he doesn't know what they did with that food.
Right.
To me, you bring it back in the kitchen. You say, I would have said, excuse me.
I had touched that food.
Excuse me. Don't serve that food to them. Can I talk to your, whatever. And can I talk to the manager?
Yeah.
And explain to them that, hey, listen, because that could have easily been you.
Exactly.
And you say, listen, I picked up of this, they're not aware of that, but I did touch it, and that's how all these, with everything going on.
I mean,
and
what if I was sick?
Exactly.
What if I had germs on my hands that could get that person sick, and they ate that food?
Exactly. And then I hopefully that person that was you saved from it would be very thankful, and you save people. I mean, that's how you keep businesses from you know, doing practices like that and then keep them from getting other people sick. So
right.
I would definitely have done that.
So a lot of people said that on the post. And the entire time we're there, Christy's staring at them eating the food. And I had to tell her, stop staring at them. They're going to look at you like something's wrong.
Was she that hungry?
But there is something wrong. I said, yes, I understand that. And then she goes, you know, she looks at me and she says, you know, we don't even know if they like replaced the food or not. We just know that he brought it, picked the same trays up and brought it back, which is possible. They could have dumped the food out and put new food on it in the span of however. Right. But I don't know. You don't know. So, well, but it's still the moral conundrum of that's what we saw.
Yeah. Do you say something about it or not?
Right.
I would.
Now, you know,
especially if I was sick.
Now, here's the other problem. The entire time that was happening, Christy got a phone call, and it was a telemarketer. And I'm going to say the telemarketer, the Career Institute. She didn't answer the first one. And while we were sitting at dinner, they called again, not more than 15 minutes after we just ignored the first call. That's two. I told them, who is this? This is the Career Institute. I said, okay. No, you can't talk to Christy. You're talking to her future husband. You need to put this phone number on the do not call list. Please. I was very nice about it. Absolutely, no problem. It'll be put on. Good to go. Okay. Hung up. We finished our meal. Paid. We get home. 8:45. The phone rings. And it's the Career Institute. Three times in 1 hour.
Ooh.
One was ignored. The other, we told them, put us on the do not call list. Now, according to the law, and I have to say this, according to the law, they are required to put that your number on the do not call list within 30 days. If they do not comply, you can have a lawsuit.
Yep.
That's the law. That's not state law. It's federal law. Well, what they don't mention is excessive calling.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's technically considered harassment.
Right. Yep.
So, when they called again, and hang on a minute. I have my notes here because I took notes while I was talking to this person.
Good call.
And this wonderful, wonderful person named Nathan was on the phone.
Nathan. Gay name.
And I kind of feel bad for Nathan, but I don't.
Because his name is Nathan?
No, because of how pissed I was. Yeah, it takes a lot to really piss me off. And if you've ever been, like, really paying attention to the show from the beginning to now, I've calmed down quite a lot, and it still takes a lot to piss me off. But I said to Nathan, I said, Nathan, where are you calling from? Oh, the Career Institute. Really? Okay, Nathan. I know this is not your fault, because I know it's an automated system that calls, and then when we answer, you guys pick up. That's not... I'm like, Nathan, don't play dumb. I know how it works.
I used to do this job.
No, you know, I've never done telemarketing. Never done telemarketing. So, Nathan. Wonderful Nathan. I said to Nathan, we just had two other calls from the Career Institute. One we ignored. And one where I specifically stated to put this cell phone number on the do not call list. Unfortunately for you, you are the third time. So you're going to get the brunt of this.
At least you were nice enough to warn him.
I did warn him. I said, do you understand what happens when you call somebody that specifically states that their number should be on the do not call list? Yes. Are you sure? Because I'm going to tell you anyway. Christy's in the kitchen while I'm doing this, and she's getting her lunch for work together. Not saying a word. So Nathan tells me, I will put your number on the do not call list. I said, it should already be there. I said, now I understand by law, you have 30 days to comply, but this is the third call in 1 hour. So Nathan, I would like you to transfer me to your supervisor. I can't give out that information. You're not allowed to talk to my supervisor. Here's the customer service number. Have a good day. I'm like, Nathan, do not hang up on me. Yes, sir. I said, Nathan, I would like to speak with your supervisor. I can't give that information. I'm like, Nathan, give me your supervisor's name. I had this all on speakerphone, and as soon as he tried to hang up on me and wouldn't give me the supervisor, Christy loses it and runs upstairs because she was laughing so hard. Because there's one thing, there's a couple things that I hate. Number one, getting cut off in a conversation when I'm still talking. It's rude. It's inconsiderate. When it's radio, it's a different story because the three of us are talking about stuff.
Right.
Okay. But when I'm on the phone with you and you cut me off while I'm talking and trying to get information out of you nicely, now the switch is flipped. Okay. I said, Nathan, don't play dumb. Give me your supervisor's name now. You do understand that this is the third call, and you may or may not be hearing from my lawyer tonight with a class action lawsuit for harassment. Like, you could hear the voice trembling on the phone.
Oh, man.
You can hear the panic in his voice.
You could. This guy's day is about to get ruined.
Exactly. Now, he gives me the customer service number again. I say, okay, can you just repeat that customer service number? And he gives it to me, and I write it down, and I go, okay. Now, please transfer me to your supervisor, because now I'm angry. And I said, I know it's not your fault, but you tried to hang up on me.
Twice,
yeah. So, I'm on hold for maybe a minute. The managing supervisor, Dallin, gets on.
Gallin?
Dallin. D-A-L-L-I-N. Very nice guy. Very nice guy named Dallin.
Who names their kid Dallin?
I don't know.
Yeah, I lost the bet.
The same ones that name their kids East and West.
And North. Anyway. So Dallin's on the line with me. And I say, Dallin, spell your name for me, please. And I wrote it down, D-A-L-L-I-N. I even have his employee ID number, which I will not give out. But I said to Dallin, Dallin, you have a problem on your hands. What's that? I said, well, this is the third call that the Career Institute has given us. The first one we ignored. The second one I stated, put this number on the do not call list. Now, this number is registered with the National Do Not Call Registry. So no telemarketer should be calling the phone number anyway.
Right.
But, and this is partly Christy's fault, she didn't realize it, and it's okay. She was checking out some websites to get some part-time jobs and some jobs for me.
I just did that recently, same thing.
And they want your phone number. So if you put your phone number in...
That gets sold to everybody.
No, it doesn't get sold. Anybody who has access to that specific website for jobs or schooling and stuff like that, they can call you.
Right.
Which is not the issue. That is not the issue at all. The issue is, and I when I told him three times, he said, well, you know, we can get you the information on the website and the IP address. I said, I know what IP address it was. It was from my house. I know my IP addresses. Oh, I said, yeah, I'm not dumb. He goes, well, we can call you. I said, yes, but I specifically stated, do not call. And I understand you have 30 days. But three times is a little excessive, and now I'm angry because your agent that I was talking to before, Nathan, tried hanging up on me twice. So here's the deal. You're going to have a lawsuit on your hands. Tone changed. He shut up so quick. I was like, wow, I should do this more often. So I said, Dallin, I'm sure you're a nice guy. But here's the deal. You may or may not be hearing from my lawyer tonight. I understand you, you're a little upset. I said, a little?
Amazing panic in his voice once again.
Oh, yes. So I tell him, Dallin, can I have your last name, please? I was very nice with the guy.
Right.
Now, he denied to give me the last name, which is fine. They're not obligated to give the last name. I said, well, Dallin, I need something in order to make sure to let my lawyer know that I spoke with somebody in a management position for all the possible paperwork. I can give you my ID number. That would be fantastic. Thank you.
That's all you need.
Gives me the ID number. And I went, Dallin, here's the deal. If the Career Institute calls one more time, there will be a lawsuit. No matter what. This is your last and final warning. Done with it. I understand you're angry. If there's any more information, and guys, no joke, when I'm stuttering like this, that's exactly how he was talking. I am not messing. I cannot make this shit up. Okay. I was livid. All right. So I now have his ID number because if they ever call the phone again, I'm going to go. Is Supervisor Dallin there, ID number, whatever it is? And I'm going to go, can I have him, please? Just to fuck with him more.
Hey, Dallin.
Hey, this is Matt. Like, oh.
Dallin. Remember last week when the Career Institute called me three times? Yeah. Guess what?
They called again.
Guess what? How do you think I'm on the phone with you now?
See, now I found a way, and it's worked for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because we'll get numbers here. You know, we'll get telemarketing calls at the house, stuff like that. And I'll stop them in the middle of their presentation and say, okay, two things. Number one, I'm not interested. Number two, put this number on the do not call list. And if we get another call from you, I will be filing a lawsuit.
Ah. Now, I spoke with my father about that.
And we haven't gotten calls back.
Yes. Well, normally that happens because they know if they're put on the, you put somebody on the do not call list, they're not supposed to call you. So now I'm going to take an extra effort and say, put this number on the do not call list. Right now. Put it in your computer right now. Because I don't want to deal with it. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not kidding. Last week, I want to say Monday through Thursday, Christy's phone was ringing at work like every 15, 20 minutes on just telemarketers calling the phone.
Yep.
So I made a complaint with the National Registry, and who knows? I sent all of it to to the state government.
Wow.
I'm not messing around. I'm tired of the bullshit. I'm tired of being able to sit through dinner, and all of a sudden her phone's ringing off the hook, and it's an unknown name on the frickin' call.
Well, see, and that's the thing that I like about the job that I'm getting.
They call you.
I was very, very specific during the interviews and everything else. I'm mm-hmm. like, I am not going to call people.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have to.
And they're like, no, all the calls will come into a switchboard, and then they'll be sent out to wherever they're going to go. So you know, I'm not going to be in the telemarketing thing.
Dude, you should so record some of those conversations.
I would, but it would break company policy, and I would get fired and in legal trouble.
Not if you block out names.
Yes, I would.
Censoring. Nah, censor everything.
Trying to get him fired already?
I'm not trying to get him fired.
I haven't even started training yet. He's trying to get me in trouble.
I'm just trying to get, you know, some new material for the show.
He's just playing with his evil slinky over there.
Yes, I am. I love my slinky. For those that don't think so.
Plays with that slinky more than he plays with... Never mind.
That's not true.
That's not true.
I play with it. Everything equally.
I'm not even going to touch that one, actually.
You don't have to.
I would hope not, Adam.
Oh.
He doesn't want to touch it. He's free.
Why do you think I got picked for the in-studio co-host?
Rub it out, man. Rub it out.
It's so big. It's scary.
Bow, chicka, bow, wow. Mm-hmm.
Leave it to us to go like telemarketer to sexually black woman.
Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Hey, LaShonda, I'm busy, but I can talk.
I still can't believe they're doing a show about that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
They're doing a lot of stupid shows.
Have you seen, oh my God, it's a fire.
Have you seen, JT, they have a Hillbillies for Hire on the CMT? It's basically about these two guys who do practical jokes on people to get paid. And they do like these redneck jokes on people. I think it'd be right up your alley. I saw an episode. It was pretty funny.
I saw a promo for it the other day, but I haven't had the chance to watch an episode yet.
They mess around with some people, and it's like
hillbilly
super rednecks, fire. Super like mm-hmm. big time. They have one where they have this guy who's like this. I guess he's kind of a ladies' man or self-proclaimed. So he gets this massage from this massage company that does these hot girls, but they do it in bikinis. So they lay him down, and then she starts giving him the massage, and then they have their big, fat friend who's got these huge man boobs go in and start working on his back, and she's talking to him, but he's doing the whole time. He's like, oh, your hands are so soft. And he turns around to go to, like, whatever, and he grabs her. He ends up grabbing this guy's boobs because he's hitting on her. And it's hilarious. They had one where they took this black guy out.
Hey, I'm Ox.
And I'm Jeremiah. Yeah.
What did you do to my house?
Ox and Jeremiah?
Ox and Jeremiah.
Wow.
We've been pranking people our whole lives.
How do you get such soft hands?
Now we're turning it into a business.
Gunpowder, some gasoline in this. When he hits it, it's gonna go.
We take your ideas, our redneck know-how, and make the ultimate prank.
Oh, you want payback? You need us.
Hillbillies for Hire. All new series premieres Sunday, July 14th at 9, 8 Central on CMT.
I'm out.
Dude, you have got to get them for an interview.
I'm out.
I'm telling you, everyone gets a show. If you're fat, overweight, and like have no education, you get your own show. It seems like it's whether it's on the... What I don't get is, like, the Learning Channel has all these reality shows. I thought it was about learning.
Not anymore.
Why is Honey Boo Boo something that we have to watch? Like, my friend, she loves Honey Boo Boo. I'm like, why? It just perpetuates the image of America and being so bad.
I have friends that watch that Toddlers in Tierra.
Well, that's how they found this girl.
Bullshit. Oh, my God.
She started on that show, and I'm like, wait, she's – all the kids – this one girl's like 12. She's got to be 160 pounds. And she's 12, and I'm like, how are you allowed to have kids and not, just by what you're videotaping, take these kids and put them in homes? Because it's
the one who likes Honey Boo Boo the same one that went to the Justin Bieber show?
No, it's a friend of mine. She's I find that women are all into that reality stuff, even though it's like crap, and guys are definitely not into that stuff. Like, I'm more into like the History Channel. Like Discovery or whatever.
Give me a good war any day.
Yeah.
Naked and Afraid.
Yeah.
Have you seen that one?
No, I have not.
And I don't want to.
Well, remember I was here a while back, I was talking about the one where it's just the guy?
Yes.
Now they have one where they team up a guy and a girl.
Naked and Afraid.
Wait, there's a show about people that are naked and afraid? They just pop them in an area where they're naked?
They take one guy who is supposed to be a survivalist and one female who's supposed to be a survivalist and strand them on an island for 21 days.
With no clothes?
With no clothes. And they get to take one item with them.
All right, here's a news piece on it.
In a moment, so stand by, stand back, because we've got lots of good stuff to tell you about. But first, we want to talk about Naked and Afraid.
Reality TV shows.
Yeah, Naked and Afraid.
Suck! Sorry.
Have you ever been naked and afraid? Come on in here, honey.
I just want to tell you, you guys are so entertaining to me, and I love watching you.
No, you're not.
You're so entertaining.
You can't get so excited for Crime Trackers.
In all seriousness, though, come in so they can hear you on his mic. Reality TV shows. Have you ever thought, or like, which reality TV show would you want to be on if you could be on a reality TV show?
This sucks.
Real Housewives of Spokane, because they...
All right, that's it. I'm done. I'm out. Goodbye.
Deuces.
All right.
Here's the thing I'm going to recommend.
I want to take a baseball bat to people's heads.
Okay.
I really do.
I'm
getting pissed at this fucking society.
Brother, I've got the perfect movie for you.
I'm playing with my slinky.
No, the perfect... later on today, I want you to go... You have Netflix, right?
Yes.
I want you to go on and watch a movie called God Bless America. It's with... You ever seen Mad Men?
Yes.
It's with one of the guys from the Mad Men, the one that gets fired for being, like, peeing, he gets drunk. He's in it, but he basically takes all these... They make fun of all these reality shows, like American Idol, everything. And he goes on a killing spree with this, like, younger girl who hates all this stuff, too. And they end up killing all, like, the bad things of America that make America stupid. Like, all, like, the Westboro Baptist one, like, people.
Oh, please, I want to kill them so bad. Is that wrong of me to say?
Oh, no. I would, if they legalize...
That I wish harm upon somebody?
If we get the purge to ever happen for real, that is the one awesome thing. That's the one area I'm waiting for. Like, the purge is happening. I'm camped out outside of their house with,
that
like, full
awesome
automatic rifles, claymores, the whole shabam waiting for them. Like, you better pray to Jesus that he's going to save you. If not, I'm coming with hellfire and brimstone.
Couple of law missiles and...
Exactly.
Stinger missiles and, you know.
It amazes me is, like, America is full of people that, like, will kill anyone randomly and all this tragedy. But yet the people that are the worst people and that spread the most hate are somehow live. I don't understand that.
I really feel, Sully. I really can't blame MTV because they're not really the ones that started the whole reality craze.
Well, the real world was...
The real world made it famous. It wasn't the first reality show.
No, but it definitely has its roots.
It's what brought it into the limelight and made other people say...
I want to be on TV.
Don't get me wrong. You know, radio and what we do is more real than... most of the morning zoos that are out there and television shows.
Some of the shit we've talked about on this show that have happened in our personal lives is better than the best reality shows out there.
Yeah, it's like Big Brother. I hate that show.
I never watched it. I don't watch reality shows.
I hate Big Brother. I hate... There is one reality show that I do like, and I do like Biggest Loser, only because of what they're doing.
You know what?
But most of it's scripted anyway.
It's scripted, but here's the thing about it is, it's what you put into it, and it's motivational.
Right.
It's not... The thing with reality shows I find is, like, you watch all these reality shows, and it's so scripted you could tell, and people are like, oh my god, what I want to know is, how do you find these people? Because there's Real Housewives of 9 different cities... How do you find casting? Like, you look at every reality show and I'm like, how does one even find to make this an idea? And they pitch the idea and somebody's now, like, some of it's funny. I'll give them that. Like,
Jackass was more entertaining than some of that shit.
Like, Duck Dynasty is funny, but I could tell it's scripted.
I can't even watch that.
But it's not like one of those shows I watch. Here's the thing. Survivor is one of my all-time, I would literally blow up everyone on Survivor. Because Survivor is the shittiest show on the planet, and what they should do is literally have – I would watch a show that says, okay, we're going to take 15 contestants, dump them on an island or an area. You have a backpack, like survival kit, whatever you can keep with you. We have certain things that are hidden that you have to find. We're not giving you any clues. Give them a radio, a checkpoint, medical guys on standby, watch them. Other than that, you've got to survive however long until the last person's there.
I wouldn't even give them that.
You can take 5 or 6 shows at once if it takes a year. But there's no way the guy who's a Marine recon, been in for 30 years, been to Vietnam, everything, is getting voted off or out, not allowing some school teacher from Minnesota. Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay. Rule number one for my reality show.
Devil's advocate.
Boops.
Rule number freaking one for my reality show. There is no voting off.
Oh, no. This is not a popularity contest.
I will eliminate you. There's no voting. Okay, number two. You remember, I can't think of the name of the movie, but Stone Cold Steve Austin was in a movie
The Condemned, great movie.
Where they had the explosive thing around their ankle.
Yep.
Condemned.
That kind of reality show I would watch. And they could set it up to where, you know, it's not an explosive on their leg, but some kind of an alarm goes off, and you're eliminated.
Oh, no, let's make it an explosive. Let's make it fun. I'm serious. Let's do it.
That show wouldn't last very long. But that, you know, if you're going to do a reality show where somebody gets eliminated every week and blah, 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 and everything else, make it real. You know, to hell with all this, let's everybody get together and vote off whoever we want, you know, and all that. But screw that. Nah. Somebody's going to get eliminated every week, possibly more than one, because there's this way and this way and this way and this way that you can get killed. That you can get blown the fuck up.
I want to push someone down a hill.
You know?
Or a cliff.
That's reality TV.
Make them fall.
I agree, Adam.
Yeah.
I agree. You know, give them a backpack with a limited amount of survival gear, missions that they need to complete, and drop them off in 12 different spots.
Yeah.
This bomb will explode in 4 minutes.
Like, oh, here's some peanut butter or a cake that you get. When you're out there, you got to survive on your own. It's called Survivor, not vote people off and here's some cake if you win a week challenge. I'm sorry.
You get a machete. You get
crossbow.
A small amount of fishing line. You get a hook. You get
peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time.
Compass.
You get a compass and a roll of duct tape.
Sound like a redneck's back seat.
and just for the hell of it, some 550 cord.
Oh, you gotta have 550.
Well, duct tape does fix everything.
It does.
I'm just saying.
And that's what you get in your backpack.
All right. I can see that. Yeah.
We drop you off. Okay. You have to survive. You have a machete. So you can kill animals.
Mm-hmm.
You have the fishing line and stuff. And you know what? We'll give them a flint.
Okay.
To help them start a fire.
No.
But you have to
rocks.
You have to kill your own food. You have to cook your own food. You have to provide your own shelter.
Yeah.
He's thought about this way too much.
No, I agree. I mean, I'd watch
that. That is reality.
They sometimes that you know the military channel. I know you've probably watched it. They had a couple good shows that got kicked off. Like they had one where it was a competition. They would take guys from different branches of the military in like even SWAT,
Top
whatever. Yeah, well, they would have all of them compete against each other, and at the end they'd have a huge like competition shootout, physical challenges, and then they had one called like Army of or then there was one or whatever where they had guys compete singly. And, like, they had these challenges that were ridiculous that they had to do. But that's a reality show I would watch.
I still hate reality shows.
Or Ninja Warrior. You ever watch Ninja Warrior?
Ninja Warrior is pretty good.
It's crazy what those guys have to do and train for. Like, it's ridiculous.
Schnicky, schnoing.
But, I mean, that would be a reality show that I would watch. Because then you're going to see situations. And Naked and Afraid is kind of like that, except, you know, they're exploiting the, they're naked thing, you know. But that would be the kind of reality show that I would watch. And yes, I have thought about it a lot.
Sure that you have.
You know, but that's the way that I would do a reality show. You want to see a real life reality show? Here you go.
No. You want real life?
Get a Doobie Family reunion.
Watch somebody take a shit. That's real life.
Well, and that's just it. You, with that, you'd be able to. There's no bathrooms. Where are you going?
Oh, my God. TMI.
You know, and it wouldn't be just guys. Guys and girls. Because I'll tell you what, my time in the service, when I was going through the NCO Academy over in Germany, there was a lady that was in my training class that I'd have given my left arm to have her next to me in a foxhole, not because of the fact that she was a woman, but because, I mean, this girl is a typist, in, you know, a secretary, basically.
Uh-huh.
Maneuvers, and she's diving head first into mud puddles to get undercover. And you know, it's like, damn, she's tough. Yeah, so.
It's my rifle, this is my gun.
This is for fun, this is for fun.
It's my rifle, this is my gun.
Couldn't resist.
This is for fun.
Bunky in the Ustream chat room said, Redneck Island.
Hells yeah.
That's with Stone Cold, right?
Yeah, I haven't seen him. I haven't watched the show, but.
Pretty sure that's with Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Then he needs to go back to wrestling, man.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. He's got bad knees.
Bad everything.
He's done. Just like Undertaker's going to be done soon, too.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he's still going.
He just appears once a year now. He's like the groundhog. He just appears once a year and comes back.
Well, that's why they brought guys like RVD back.
When Goldberg quit, I quit watching.
Oh, he's a Goldberg fan.
Oh, I love Goldberg, man.
Well, he was boring.
Sorry, couldn't resist.
Goldberg was freaking awesome, man. I even bought the book.
It's not my fault. You bought his book?
I bought the book that he put out. It was actually pretty cool. Some good
it's
reading.
Surprising he hasn't, like, at all ever come back. Like, as big as he was.
Yeah,
he's
got TV shows
he
now,
He got
too.
TV shows, but he, like, disappeared. I'm sure Vince McMahon would have offered him a lot of money to do what he's doing with Brock Lesnar, giving him, like, ridiculous amounts of money and The Rock to make appearances throughout the year. Yeah, I guarantee Goldberg came back for the right thing. They could make he could make a killing doing more than what he does on a whole season of all his shows that he might be doing.
It's possible.
Oh, yeah.
And if you want more wrestling talk, you can take a listen to Mark Out Radio coming up live right after us. Mwahaha. There you go. Shameless plug.
What a plug it.
There you go, Dark Fox. Shameless plug for you. Mark Out Radio, 2 p.m. today. All right. We're going to change gears.
Let's do this.
We're going to do this.
You people are idiots.
Welcome back. Dumbass. Got anything for that, dumbass?
Well, April Fool, dumbass!
It's time for the dumbass of the week.
Dumbasses. Dumbass. You dumbasses? 300 million sperm. That's the one that got through.
That's right. It's time for the dumbass of the week. And before I do that, what the hell is Bunky talking about in the Ustream chat room?
I don't know. I've got to check that out.
Now you need girl live on a hill.
I would really like to know what he's talking about.
This is what happens when they give out meth for free.
No, that's what happens. That's what happens when you're breathing in toxic septic fumes all day long.
Well, he
drives one of them trucks where he sucks out all the porta potties and stuff.
Well, he said something like. Why to go, Sully? How am I supposed to keep my friends now, LOL? I have no idea what the hell he's talking about.
I think he's using LOL in the wrong context.
Or maybe it was supposed to be way to go. Sully.
Yeah.
But was that for the telemarketers?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it was telemarketers.
I was confused. I'm sorry.
I think it's supposed to be way to go, Sully.
All right.
I'll
take the kudos. Thanks. All right, this one, it's time for the dumbass of the week. And... Well, let's face it, it's the dumbass of the week. If you have a stupid article or video or whatever, you can send it to us to dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com. Again, the email is dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com. It's also on the lower thirds, right there. Right below my chin there. See, dumbass of the week. Right there.
Right below my chin.
Yeah, right below the chin there. You know, it looks like I'm labeling myself as the dumbass of the week, but technically...
it works.
That's JT.
We're going to go with it, yeah.
Since he's leaving us. But anyway, this one comes from Santa Rosa Beach, Florida.
Another Florida.
Florida. And once we're done with this, we'll get into another news story that I know you guys are going to love, but... This one is authorities in Florida said assault suspect went to the wrong house.
See, how if you're planning on kicking somebody's ass, how is it that you do not know exactly what house?
I don't know. Let's find out.
I mean, I can understand the cop showing up and busting down the wrong door, which has happened many a time.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
I'm very interested in this.
They say that the man accused of knocking on a stranger's door and then choking him said he went to the wrong house. Walton County Sheriff's Office said deputies responded to a Santa Rosa Beach home on a call from a woman who reported her husband had been attacked by a stranger. The couple told investigators a man was pounding on the door around 11:10 p.m. on Monday, and the husband answered the door to find a stranger who forced his way into the residence. The man started choking the husband, and the pair struggled until the victim was able to get free, deputies said. Quote, "You're the wrong man," end quote, the suspect allegedly told the husband before fleeing the home. The victim gave deputies a description of the man and the vehicle he was using. They located the suspect and identified him as David Lord, 42. Lord told deputies he believed his girlfriend to be cheating on him and he wanted to confront the man he had seen her with earlier in the day. He said he went to the wrong house, knocked on the door, apologized, and left. Lord was charged with burglary.
After he choked the guy.
Yeah, after he choked the guy. Lord was charged with burglary of an occupied dwelling and simple battery, and he was booked into the Walton County Jail.
Wait. How the hell are they going to charge him with burglary? He didn't take anything.
He forced himself into a home.
It's burglary.
That's considered burglary.
Also trespassing, unlawful trespassing.
And technically a home invasion.
Yeah.
Home invasion, I would agree with.
Assault.
Trespassing, I would agree with, but burglary, I wouldn't.
Hey, they're going to charge him with a bunch of stuff. It's Florida, and then try to see what sticks. That's what they're going to go with.
There you go.
That's kind of the mentality.
Yeah. Like, we'll charge put the mismatch up here and see what flies.
If my dad was the cop that got him, he would have gotten him for anything with breaking and entering that he could find.
See, breaking and entering, I would agree with, too. To me, burglary is if you break into a residence.
Well, yeah.
Or break into any kind of building, and you take something.
Oh, he took that guy's...
That's burglary.
Took his pride.
I mean,
took his
taking
pride.
The guy's innocence.
He took his sweet face.
Oh, sorry, man. I didn't mean to choke you. I was looking for somebody else. Is there anybody else in the house?
He took his breath. I mean...
That's true.
That's burglary
took
right there.
Took his breath. There you go.
Oh, you took you took my breath away.
Yeah.
That's just... At least he went back, though, and apologized.
Right.
Well, no, he apologized before he left.
I mean, at least he apologized, though.
That's true. At least he apologized.
I mean, it wasn't like he was like, oh, I mean, you're still going to go to jail.
What he should have done was take a picture of the guy that he saw his lady with, and then when he knocked on the door and the guy answered, looked at the phone, no, that's not him. Never mind. Wrong house.
Actually, that similar incident didn't happen to me. I was the other night, my friend of mine, Ryan, for his birthday, came over. So I got a couple beers and we were just kind of chilling and relaxing. Now, Ryan is about 6'6",
mm-hmm.
about 260.
Okay.
Huge Marine.
Big guy.
He works over and he works out fairly regularly. He's a big guy. And he's a giant.
Like
but he's
Louis?
A giant. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
bigger than that.
Oh, not say he's a gentle giant.
He's a really sweet guy, gentle giant. He hit me one time playfully, and it was like George from Of Mice and Men. He didn't know his strength. He left a welt on my arm for like a week.
Then he's not a gentle giant.
If he ever got really mad, he would murder anyone with his fist, no problem. So we're sitting there, and I'm 6'1", about 190 pounds. So, well, whatever. All of a sudden, we're sitting there, and I hear the door open up. Now, I thought it was my friend... Trent coming over. I invited him over. I'm like, come over for a couple beers. So I assumed it was him, not thinking anything. This kid, who's got to be, 19, 20, walks in with two beers in his hands and like says, oh, sorry, wrong apartment. And just walks right out. I kept thinking, I'm like, he's lucky that
he brought beer.
He brought beer, but not enough for everyone. He only had two beers in his hand, which... But then I'm thinking...
I just sat there and said, no problem. Leave the beers and you can go. Otherwise, I'm kicking your ass.
Yeah. Seriously, he's lucky that Ryan wasn't one of those like crazy dudes who's like, some of my friends out there who may have just jumped to conclusions because he could have thrown this kid off the balcony, but I was like, it's a good thing you didn't walk in here in Texas where you would have just got shot because you have a shotgun sitting right, by the front door.
Whoops. Well, it's, hey, yeah, stupid person.
Yeah.
How drunk was he?
I don't know, but he looked like he was pretty tipsy, I guess, but enough to know he was in the wrong place when he walked in there.
I mean, I've walked through the wrong door before, but he was usually walking into the woman's restroom.
Wait.
Are you sure?
All right, here's the thing. There's a skirt. That's not you. Okay. Even in Scotland, when you're it's a kilt, they don't have it like that.
Hang on a second. We don't know what he does on the weekends.
Crush dressing doesn't count. You're still a man. If you still got the twig and berries, you're still a man.
The marriage could be a whole like cover.
We know. I mean, we've thought about that. We've talked about that off air about JT.
Kay's gonna kill
me. We both agree he would make a terrible woman.
Kay, yeah, he would. Especially now that he doesn't have his nice golden brown locks.
Yeah. Maybe before he
cut it all off.
Hey, it scares the hell out of me that you saying I had golden
brown locks.
Yeah.
Golden brown?
Yeah, golden brown.
Yeah, kind of scary.
What is it, hash browns?
Yeah, maybe.
That was when I had the highlights.
Maybe. He doesn't look like Jesus Christ anymore.
JT.
No, I don't.
Did you ever have a mullet? Please, I'm pretty sure that you did.
No.
You never had a mullet?
No, I never had the mullet.
I'm calling Bravo Sierra just because his hair was long.
I never had the mullet.
JT looks like the guy, no offense, who would have had a mullet at one point in his life.
Yeah.
I had thought about it, and without realizing I was doing it, I was telling Kay what the kind of hairstyle I would like, and when I got done, she looked at me and goes, no, you will never have a mullet when you are with me.
My dad swears he never had a mullet, but if you look at any of his pictures, he's got it all like nice feathered up top.
My dad was a hippie.
And he had longer hair in the back. I'm like, Dad, that's a mullet. He's like, that's not a mullet. I just had longer hair. I'm like, you had a mullet. Admit it. For 10 years, you rocked a mullet without even knowing it.
So that's our dumbass.
No, I never had the mullet.
Send us an email, article, video, dumbass at thesullyshowonline.com. Yes.
I mean, how would you feel? Think about it. If you were a cop.
If I was a cop?
And you busted down a door to find out that it was the wrong house.
Yeah, the town will pay for it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but, you know.
It happens.
I'd feel like a total dumbass.
You would, but, I mean, yeah. A lot of these places are poorly marked and you're trying to find stuff out.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you there.
If I was a criminal, I would intentionally mark my domicile wrong. So if cops ever got a warrant for my arrest, they would be at the wrong place.
There's no 223 on this block. The number stop at 125.
Hey, you never know. You never know. Speaking of criminals, we're going to go over this real quick. This is an interesting. I'm just going to play the audio, and I want to hear what you guys think of this, okay? Maybe it'll play.
All right.
Maybe it'll play.
With or without the commercial.
Yeah, well, I had the commercial going, but now you freaking piece of crap. Arg. Let's see if it plays again here. Maybe it'll play. And play. And play.
And
no, I don't
epic
want
fail.
No, littering. I don't want the commercial to play.
Littering and
play.
Epic fail.
It's not even an epic fail. Well, it's not on my
end. Why are you trying to do that, Sully? Happy anniversary.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
All right, here we go.
I feel sorry for Christy. Can't hear it.
You can't hear it?
I can.
I can barely hear it.
Okay. That's because it's only going through once. Hang on.
What can I do for you to help you fix your situation right now? Saturday night, the Marion County Sheriff's Department.
Can you hear it better now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sherman said Brandy Majors had escaped from its jail. Wrong.
She said, ladies, I'm going to open the bars. You guys walk through the bars. I'm going to hand you your property. Don't open your bags until you get out the door. And as soon as I give you guys all your property, you're free to go when I open the door.
So Brandy Majors walked out of the back door of the Marion County Jail at 8 o'clock Friday morning and right back into the front door.
I went in the front of the jail and used the courtesy phone that they have right there by the front doors. I was waiting on my turn. I even went to the restroom inside the jail.
Oh, that was very nice. Very
okay.
Nice. So let's keep going. Maybe. There we
go. Came out of the restroom and waited for my turn. Used the phone to call a ride.
Majors had been arrested Thursday for an outstanding warrant out of Hendricks County for an auto theft she says she knows nothing about.
I've never been contacted. No detectives have never called me.
Majors was a victim of identity theft last September, which got her in trouble in Hancock County last year until they figured out they had the wrong lady and dismissed the charges. That's why Brandy thought the Marion County Sheriff's Department set her free Friday morning.
We're thinking it's been realized that it's a case of the identity theft thing. They realized that it wasn't her. They dismissed charges. Marion County has no reason to hold her.
Right.
So she's free to go.
Wrong.
All right. I kind of see his point. Let's go on.
Let's hear the rest of it before we...
That inmate has been missing for several hours now.
After our newscast Saturday night, Brandy got a call from her brother-in-law.
He said, it's all over Fox 59 News that you escaped from jail. I'm like, what?
And so Brandy Majors was tagged as a jail escapee, and she was afraid of being tossed back into isolation at the Marion County Jail because of a deputy's mistake.
Wow.
Holy crap, man. You talk about a bad day.
Yeah, right? Let's
go.
Wow. Let's go on.
He's not ready to go back down there and be treated like an escapee in the Marion County Jail.
Right.
So I rode away from the house, and I called Fox 59 News, and I said, hey, I want to set this story straight. You guys have been pumped full of misinformation.
And that's how Brandy and I ended up in a park near Fountain Square. She agrees to let me call Sheriff John Layton so that she could turn herself into the one man who could keep her out of the Marion County.
Do I have the ability to solve your problems for you?
Yes, you do.
All right, let's fix this.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to call the sheriff. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's call Sheriff Layton. John, it's 3:40 on Sunday afternoon.
So he calls the sheriff. Honestly, to be honest, smart move.
Yeah.
Smart move on her part. Yeah, you know, calling the news. Hey, you know what? Let's get this straight, because identity theft or not, if she had no idea about it.
Yeah.
Okay, so
she's in prison.
Let me make sure I got this right.
Yeah.
Okay, she got arrested.
Yes.
For something
Grand
that
Theft
ended
Auto.
Up being caused by the identity theft.
Yeah, Grand Theft Auto.
Okay. And she was in jail. They let her go.
Yep.
And then the next thing she knows, she's getting a phone call saying that she has escaped.
Yep.
From jail.
Yep. Well, no. She didn't get a phone call. She saw it on the news. Her friend saw it on the news.
Her friend called her.
Yeah.
Her friend called her and told her that it was on the news.
Yep.
That's a fucked up day.
And
made more phone calls. And then put you under arrest.
Come on, wait. You promised me. What are you? And hang on. What are you doing to me?
I'm on the phone with John Layton right now. Trying.
I don't
to
care. She's got two felony warrants. She's under arrest, sir. I'm sorry.
See,
hold on a minute. Let me get
warrants.
This. A sheriff detective who had traced me and Brandy to the park arrested her on auto theft and escape charges.
I'm trying to call.
Brandy was on her way back to Marion County Jail. And I put her husband on the phone with Sheriff John Layton.
You're giving me your word now, though, that you will have her transferred to Hendricks County Jail within 20 minutes of her being in your jail.
Brandy Majors was back in the custody of the Marion County Sheriff's Department, but not her.
Got personal assurances on it's going to work out. How do you feel about this?
I'm glad I called you this morning, Russ. I'm glad that you're the one that I worked with. I'm glad that you came through. You held you in the bargain. They did get her unsuspectedly. If we would have got a hold of him maybe 15 minutes before that, that probably would have never happened, but it sounds like everything's still going to work out for the best.
Interesting.
Wow.
Interesting enough.
Wow, that's crazy.
That's insane. Wrongfully accused, and that's what they go with. All right, JT, my man, for your last time for a little bit. Go for it.
Yeah. If you want to follow me, JT, do me a favor. You can go to my website, www.jthollisnthenighttrain. Please remember to vote for me in the Clay's Country Awards 2013 for Best Male Artist and Songwriter of the Year. Clayscountry.com/awardsvote.php. You can also follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/JT Hollis, or on Facebook. Just search for JT Hollis fan page.
There you go. Adam, go for it.
You can follow me on Twitter at PatriotPride80 or on Facebook under Adam Wood.
Well, that was quick and simple.
Yeah. Yeah. To the point.
You can also follow me on Twitter. Go to twitter.com/TheSullyShow or at The Sully Show. You can also follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/TheSullyShow. You can also follow More Like Radio on Twitter and Facebook. Go to morelikeradio.com. You can also download all of the shows on More Like Radio. Go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. At More Like Radio on Twitter. At facebook.com/morelikeradio. The whole nine yards. We're here live every Sunday from noon to 2. Mark Out Radio is up next. Basically a sports show later on tonight. Hope everybody had fun today. We'll see you next time. And I got nothing more to say. So make sure you tune in to us, download us, have some fun with us. We'll keep you guys posted on everything. Have a great day, everybody.
Listening to The Sully Show.
They got the mustard.
They got the mustard.
Screw you. It's been fun, and I'll be back.